WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday was the final meeting day for two departing members of the Brazos County Commission. A reception and resolutions followed the meeting for Kenny Mallard and Lloyd Wasserman. Mallard thanked county employees.
We couldn't do it without the county government folks that we have here. They all work very hard, and they make us look really good.
Wasserman, who joined the commissioner's court after a long career with the College Station School District, paid special tribute to his wife.
She is the one who have made me what I am, if it's good, bad, or indifferent. 44 years of dedication to the public and school business, and then the last 12 here. She is the one that I need to thank most.
Mallard has served since 2003 and Wasserman since 2005. A Brian Mann's 59th birthday was spent mostly in the Brazos County Jail on a residential burglary charge. That's after the victim told Brian police he held the suspect at gunpoint after catching him in his bedroom. After Edward Lee Jones ran off, he was found a short time later at a nearby convenience store. Between the home and the store, police recovered property belonging to the victim and his roommate, which included a pistol and a jacket. According to online jail records, it's Jones's 49th arrest since 1987. Two stepbrothers arguing about money led to a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
According to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, 50-year-old Rod Clanton of Caldwell and 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Pagoda, Texas, decided to meet at Highway 21 in OSR. Investigators are told Clanton threatened Bishop's nephew if the nephew did not repay $2,500 he borrowed from Clanton. As the stepbrothers continued their argument while remaining in their parked dually pickups, Clanton told investigators he saw Bishop display a handgun. According to Sheriff Chris Kirk, Clanton said he picked up his handgun but does not remember firing it, though Clanton said something different to 911 dispatchers.
Following the shooting, he called 911. He was extremely emotional. He said that he'd shot his brother.
Both guns were recovered. One round was fired from Clanton's revolver, and there was no evidence that Bishop's semi-automatic was fired. Clanton was arrested for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Investigators continue to interview family members to learn more about what happened before the shooting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has pre-filed three bills for the upcoming legislative session. One penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide popular vote for president.
That bill is just trying to keep, I guess we call them faithless electors, from defecting their pledge that said they will vote for the candidate who has the most votes in their state. And we feel like there was a lot of nonsense going on about that. And we're just going to try to make sure that those folks who pledge to support the nominee of their party, that they actually do it. And a fine there that goes with it of $5,000.
Another bill would ban sexual predators from living on college campuses. The third proposal would allow charter schools to request school zones on streets around their campuses. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
RV Source is proud to be part of the Brazos Valley and support the community. Whether it's rental, needing service, parts, storage, or you're looking for your family's next RV, we would love to help. And don't forget, year-end clearance sales event going on now with all 2016 makes and models. Come by and see us and shop local. Located at 10212 State Highway 6, Bryan. Or give us a call, 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. Again, that's 844-RVs-FOR-YOU. RV Source, your complete source for everything RV.
Hey there, good morning. 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Areas of dense fog will give way to extensive cloudiness today. It's going to be unusually warm, 75 to 80 degrees for many of us this afternoon. Will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, turning cooler 50 to 55 by morning. Cooler weather continues to move in tomorrow. It helps clear us out. Developing sun tomorrow, breezy, high 60 to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds and sun, the risk of a shower Friday, and only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to tonight's Texas Bowl in Houston and hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the game. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at how some of the other bowl games played out last night. And in the NBA, James Harden helped lead the Rockets to another win over the Dallas Mavericks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
If it's two teams that aren't very proficient, yet they're evenly matched, does that mean it's a good game?
I mean,
cuz
I'm going to be lucky to stay up through halftime.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I need to watch. Yeah,
maybe.
I feel like I should.
Yeah, well, the most important thing is it's not a two-hour drive after you finish watching the game.
That is a very good point.
Because you can just push that button and go, okay.
I know, I've had a lot of people ask. My parents are going. They left yesterday with the band.
Yeah, okay,
so
but they're not working, okay?
You're right, they're not.
Well,
they have this
maybe
week
that's
off.
Part of their job, but I mean,
well,
they're
no,
not having
no,
to be up.
It's part of their job. Give
yeah,
me a break.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's not like they got to ring the bell at 9 o'clock the next morning.
No, you are very correct,
so,
sir.
But I think if two teams are evenly matched, even if neither of them are, you know, spectacular, I think it could turn out to be a good game because, you know, they're both going to be playing on the same level, and you know, it's only in the land of the blind that a man with one eye is king. You know what I mean? So,
whoa, listen to you.
All right,
yeah.
Then.
Hey, I know things. I read stuff.
That's right. It's just. Because we talked about the other day, was it Miami of Ohio and Mississippi State? They were both just so awful in the way they played.
It was a very close game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd say it was a good game.
Yeah, you're reminded that they were 6-6, okay? So that told you something right there. But oddly enough, I watched the end of the Army-North Texas game.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I mean, just happened. I was at the house. The TV was on. I was in the kitchen.
How'd that work out for you?
It wasn't enough that I would go and actually sit down at the good TV and watch it. You know, it's okay to watch it on the little 9-inch one you got in the kitchen, but I didn't care that much. But we just have a ton of games where it's not going to matter that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like kind of seeing some of the commercials. Those people really, they sponsor a bowl. Well, That one. That one in Detroit
the
was
names
like a
change every year.
Yeah, they do exactly. Does FedEx still have a bowl?
I don't even know.
I think FedEx does one of the bigger bowls.
Well, I know they used to, and I just don't
know.
Wasn't
it the FedEx Orange Bowl?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it is anymore.
That Washington Minnesota game, I watched a little bit of that Washington State game.
Lumpy came away with a loss.
I mean, you know, it was okay to watch though, even though you know. It was Washington State and Minnesota.
and it's that just shows how, you know, what losers we are because we build our world around football. I mean, there are people in the world, again, where real things happen.
Right.
Instead, we're kind of
worried about how bad the bowl season
is. Football's real, man. It's real.
It is. All right. I guess if we waited long enough, we knew this would happen. Apparently, there are many Americans who experience supreme difficulty in deciding between Applebee's or IHOP. Yeah, so they've solved it.
Uh-oh. Applebee's
with
or
science?
IHOP?
Did they solve it with science?
Those aren't comparable.
Well, but it's a matter of, because it's like they say, do you realize that people eat lunch at Denny's? I mean, you ever thought about that?
Wow, really?
Yeah, no.
Let that sink in. I mean, let that
we
sink in.
We eat breakfast for lunch at Denny's.
Well, that could happen. But apparently,
you're right.
Apparently, there was some vast need for this.
Okay.
And so the first ever Applebee's IHOP restaurant will open in 2017.
What?
Yep,
a combo restaurant?
Yep. A 300-seat restaurant. A 300-seat restaurant.
That's large.
I don't think they're going to need that many
That will employ 100 people. I don't either.
What?
That's going to be apparently in the Detroit area.
So you can order off either menu?
I suppose that's probably right.
I mean,
I'm
both
a little
places,
intrigued.
But
I don't.
Do you? I don't know. I can't think of...
What
I saw a commercial the other day for IHOP and they have eggnog pancakes.
Heyo.
I mean, come on. What's wrong with just pancakes with, you know, the maple type syrup?
I can
on
honestly
it?
Say I haven't been to either one in a while.
Well, let me see. I mean, I've been in an IHOP in the last 3 years. I can say that. And I drive by an Applebee's almost every day. But aside from that, I'm not exactly sure. But and again, maybe in a different part of the country. If you think about it, we have a lot of food options here, and maybe in a different part of the country or not within your demo.
Mm-hmm.
See, Chelsea, you may be not in their demo.
That's true.
You're right.
When you were a college student, that might have been a demo thing.
Yeah, how do you feel about Luby's, Chelsea? See,
yeah.
Because I loved
Luby's.
Okay. But see, if you're really old like I am, IHOP was the place to go because it was the only place that was open at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When you're a college student, you're
and
up
I
at
actually
2 a.m.
have heard Applebee's has a fantastic like happy hour late night. Late night, I don't do late night.
Yeah,
I
understand.
Can't.
That's right. That's not your world
anymore. What's late night mean?
Yeah. Like 8?
Yeah.
Yes. Does it start at 7?
That's right. Yeah. So 7:18 right now in the Infomaniacs. You can text us anytime you want to, 979-695-1620. It's not hard to do.
No.
And we'll probably read it on the air for you. In an effort.
If appropriate.
That's right. Exactly. In an effort to prevent commuting nightmares, the National Weather Service is testing a new thing called the potential winter commuting hazard.
Okay. Now,
we're telling you this for information only. This is not going to
affect you.
Way, shape, or form be in your world. But to prevent future icy gridlock from minor snows. Well, that could. We could have one of those one of these days. The Weather Service will now issue a special statement 24 hours before any rush hour under snow or ice threat and will make phone calls directly to snow crew dispatch centers to alert them of the potential.
Huh.
Okay, these people get it right half the time, and we're using the word potential here, okay?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like there are going to be a lot of guys calling saying, there could be snow or a snow event, and then it never happens.
There might be an issue here.
According to the Weather Service, a message could look something like this. It could say there is a possibility for icy commuting conditions on whatever morning. A period of snow is possible.
So I don't understand. So why does that matter?
It doesn't because, you know, what it is it's part of their relevance.
Right.
They believe that they can do that. And again, it's almost like if they hit that weather lottery and they're correct, then they get a chance to beat their chest and say, look what a great job we did.
But it's like, how do you explain to your boss you didn't come in because there was a possible winter warning from the weather service?
Or better, why don't you call your boss at home, I don't know, maybe 9:15 at night and say there's a possibility that you may not be in tomorrow because of possible weather.
And then it ends up being 65 and sunny.
Yeah, because you get, I mean, when you can get your boss personally involved in your life as to whether or not you're coming to work, that puts
they
you
love that.
Right there on the list.
Yeah.
Anyway, issuing such statements for an unlikely but high-impact scenario is new territory for the Weather Service. Yeah, buddy. You know what that means? Excuse me. New territory means new funding opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have more people that we can call these folks and let them know about
it. Also means this might not work.
Yeah, well, we know that. Anyway, so that's what they're going to do for us. Alphabet says, that's Alphabet, that's the home company of Google, says they will be rolling out 100 of its new autonomous minivans on U.S. American roads in 2017. The minivans were developed through a partnership between Google and Fiat Chrysler. Alphabet says these self-driving minivans give the company the opportunity to test a larger vehicle that could be easier for passengers to enter and exit, particularly with features like hands-free sliding doors. So there you are. Look for those stylish vans out there full of kids or older people with no driver, okay? that sounds to me like a
you
great
You don't even have
time.
To open the door.
We've reached a point in society where you can't even open your door now.
No, you're right. That's well,
it's too hard, Brad.
If that's right. If they've got the if they've got the technology to do it, they're going to do it for you.
Yeah they are.
I was driving a car last night. I didn't know how to open the trunk, and I said, look, there's got to be a button in here to open the trunk because it's got a button for everything else.
Right.
Well, it was on the key fob.
Did you
and
find
I didn't know
it?
That. Yeah, it was on the key fob. That's fine. But now, yeah, we are to the point where you can't even slide the door open or slide it back.
No.
All right.
Buttons only.
A computer has decided to decode the squeaks that Egyptian fruit bats make. I guess they got nothing else to do.
We need to know what those Egyptian fruit bats are saying to each other.
But this is what apparently what we have found out is that they argue.
Oh.
Researchers at Tel Aviv University, 15,000 bat calls put into their software, they discovered that bat noises are not just random, as previously thought. They were able to classify actually 60% of the calls into four categories. One of the call types indicated that bats are arguing about food. Another indicates a dispute about their position within the sleeping cluster.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
That's like stealing the blanket, okay?
Exactly.
You rolled over and took the blanket, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A third call is reserved for males making unwanted advances toward females, okay?
I don't want it!
Yeah, exactly.
Leave me alone!
Exactly. And the last one is bats arguing about one of them being too close. Mommy's touching me!
Are these bats or people?
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
I'm
so glad they did this study.
But the one thing that we're missing is that we don't have bats arguing over money. I mean, that's the only other thing.
But
I mean, if you think about this, this is the real life world for bats.
Yeah, it is.
Who's going to get to sleep where? Oh, you're too close to me. Leave me alone. I'm not interested in you.
Can I buy you a drink?
No! Exactly. A bat drink. So there you are. That's good research. 723.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Sadly, we live in a day and age where immorals seem to be easily dismissed. Even the God-ordained pattern of marriage, which is one man with one woman, is under constant attack. But just as the waves of the sea beat uselessly against the shore, so the opponents of God will not prevail. God's word will not be broken, says John 10:35. Yes, God's truth will remain such, regardless of who or what stands against it. As a man once said, the truth is the truth and will be the truth regardless of any man's opposition to it or attitude towards it. We at BCS Church of Christ love God and our fellow man as Matthew 22:37-39 teaches. Thus, we want to make sure that we never compromise or change God's word. Times change, people change, but the truth, like God, remains constant. For more, visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com.
Good morning, 7:27, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Still a bit of fog out there. Not a whole lot of it is down on the ground, but it's just kind of hanging in the air there. But in some lower-lying places, you do have a little bit. So watch out for it. 82 is going to be our high temperature today after this stuff burns out. And the southwest winds at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 57 will be our low. Breezy tomorrow, we're talking winds out of the north gusting up to 25 miles an hour. We will get some sunshine. Unfortunately, that's going to be most of the sun that we'll get for the balance of the week. Down to 41 on Thursday night. Near 60 on Friday. Then we're back up to 70 on Saturday and probably in the morning about a 60% chance of showers. And then we'll continue to be 70, it looks like, the early part of next week as well. So we get kind of one cooler day, and that'll be on Thursday. Currently, like I say, got a little bit of fog out there, so watch for that. Winds out of the south at 6, and we have 67 degrees. No rush update this morning.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-8931. That's 800-605-8931. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-8931. That's 800-605-8931.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 49th arrest of a Bryan man in 29 years came on his 59th birthday. The victim of a residential burglary told Bryan police he caught Edward Lee Jones tossing his bedroom. The victim said when he pointed his rifle at Jones, he ran off. Police found Jones about two blocks away inside a convenience store. Between the house and the store, police found a pistol, a jacket, and other items belonging to the victim and his roommate. According to the arrest report, Jones told police he was held at gunpoint for walking in the victim's front yard. A tip to Burleson County Crime Stoppers resulted in a Somerville man being arrested at CHI St. Joseph Health Center by an off-duty Bryan policeman working security. 40-year-old Don Boyce, who according to the arrest report was going to see a friend, was wanted for unpaid court fines in Brazos County and forfeiting bond in Burleson County. Boyce was also arrested for possessing methamphetamine and lorazepam. A Caldwell man has been arrested following a fatal shooting west of Bryan Monday night.
50-year-old Rod Clanton's accused of shooting his stepbrother, 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Pagoda, Texas. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the men agreed to meet at the intersection of Highway 21 and OSR following an argument they had earlier in the day.
The argument began almost immediately as they pulled up next to each other, rolled their windows down. They began arguing. At that point, according to Clanton, he said his brother pulled up a gun at the point where he could see that gun, and that's when he reacted and pulled his gun off the seat.
According to the sheriff, Clanton does not remember firing his gun and that he could have blacked out. But when Clanton called 911, the sheriff said Clanton was extremely emotional when he told dispatchers, quoting the release, "My brother had a gun and I shot him." Sheriff says Clanton was arrested on a charge of aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon.
Initially, we can charge the aggravated assault. We have sufficient evidence for that. Without the results of the autopsy, we can't prove the manner and cause of death. So until that is finalized, then we won't have that evidence to present.
A .357 Magnum revolver was recovered from the passenger seat of Clanton's truck. A spent cartridge was in the firing position and four unspent cartridges were in the cylinder. Investigators found Bishop behind the steering wheel of his truck with a single gunshot wound to his head. A loaded semi-automatic pistol was found in Bishop's lap. There's no evidence the gun had been fired. Bishop was taken to Austin for an autopsy at the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Investigators continue to visit with family members to learn more about the events leading up to the shooting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Sexual predators in Texas are banned from living near public schools, daycare centers, playgrounds, youth centers, and public swimming pools, among other locations. State Representative John Rainey has pre-filed legislation to add college campus residence halls to that list.
We just want to keep those who have been identified and have to register as sex offenders from living on college campuses.
Rainey has also pre-filed legislation that would allow charter schools to request school zones around their campuses.
And there's some problems in some places about that, so it requires them to reject the application in writing instead of just saying no when they ask to have a school zone sign put up around those schools.
A third proposal filed by Rainey penalizes members of the Electoral College who don't reflect the statewide vote for president with a $5,000 fine. Controversial new procedures on evaluating Texas public school teachers could come up in the next legislative session.
In the meantime, teachers' unions, including education and the American Federation of Teachers, is suing Education Commissioner Mike Morath for requiring use of standardized test scores as part of the evaluation process, something which AFT's Louis Malfaro says legislatures have repeatedly shot down.
It'll be interesting to see whether that comes up again and whether that idea gets any sort of assistance or support from the Commissioner of Education.
Malfaro says the suit is slowly winding its way through the court system. In Austin, Eric Likem, TSN News.
Two men who have combined for almost 25 years of service on the Brazos County Commissioner's Court have attended their final meeting yesterday. County Judge Dwayne Peters read resolutions during a reception that were presented to Kenny Mallard.
Kenny and I both took office in 2003, I believe it was, but Kenny had to run a whole bunch more elections than I did.
He wasn't smart enough.
Great job. Thank you for your service, Kenny.
Another resolution was presented to Lloyd Wasserman.
There's been a number that have said that there's probably been no harder working commissioner that's been around, and I'm included in that group that, I mean, he's outworked me and I think most of the others that have been around. So, Lloyd, I want to thank you for your service, for your 12 years spent here, and for all you've done.
You can hear the comments from yesterday's reception and read the resolutions online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 67 degrees. Text us your news tips. We take photos and videos as well. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Areas of dense fog will give way to extensive cloudiness today. It's going to be unusually warm, 75 to 80 degrees for many of us this afternoon. Will be partly to mostly cloudy overnight, turning cooler, 50 to 55 by morning. Cooler weather continues to move in tomorrow. It helps clear us out. Developing sun tomorrow, breezy, high 60 to 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Clouds and sun, the risk of a shower Friday, and only 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs take on Kansas State tonight in the Texas Bowl. We'll take a preview of that. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the Bills are on the hunt for a new head coach after Rex Ryan's dismissal. And in the NBA, the Houston Rockets are on their way to another franchise record. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There it goes, 7:38. Infomaniacs. All right, so a little while ago we were talking about research that has been done at Tel Aviv University on 15,000 bat calls.
Yes.
Now, first, you know, a long time ago, we thought bats would call so that they could then read from bouncing off walls or whatever,
how far
the
walls
echo, away. Echo yeah, location. Or little things out there. Exactly. Well, anyway, what they found out, 15,000 bat calls, they found out basically four areas. Number one, they're arguing about food. Number two, they don't like where they are in the sleep cluster. Number three, they are sitting too close to one another. Get off me. And number four, males making unwanted advances. Now, but see, now, do we know that there's not a Sadie Hawkins aspect of this
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think we need to probably into that more to see if that's the case.
I think the male bats are happy with female advancement.
Sure, that's what I think, though. That's what I'm saying. Do we have a Sadie Hawkins day when it comes to, and again, these are Egyptian fruit bats. Probably don't have any of them around.
Maybe they're a little
here.
More old school.
Could
maybe
be.
It's always the males
the
making the first move.
That's it. See how that works. And again, you know, three bats fly into a bar, right?
We did have someone text in and said, to the scientist who figured out inaudible squeaks in bats, how many children do you have and how old are they?
Oh, that's an excellent point. Yeah, do a little analysis there and see
Stop
how that
touching
works
me.
Out. So how are we like everybody else? Well, Google always likes to let us know at the end of the year. You can just see if you are the same as most other people. I'm not doing trending for the world.
How basic are you?
Exactly. I don't really care what the top trends are in Argentina. I thought we'd just go ahead and go with U.S. America
as far as
trending is concerned there. Now, but before we start that, do you know anyone who uses a primary search engine other than Google?
No.
See?
No.
All right. Now, Chelsea, since you're the youngest of us, can you remember other search engines that you used before Google?
I think I've used Bing once or twice.
Okay. All right.
And then Yahoo back in the day.
Got it. Okay.
But those would be the only two that I really can recall.
Brad?
You know, when we first got the internet back in the day, you know, AOL was pretty much all you could use to search.
Sure.
There was Lycos.
Yes, there was Lycos, which had a black dog, right?
Yep. Ask Jeeves was a popular one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. How about WebCrawler?
WebCrawler. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
That's going way, way back there. Those are all back there, anyhow.
And I can't believe Yahoo is still, you know, as prominent as it is, because it was one of those original ones,
Was.
I mean, I even see people with Yahoo email accounts, and I'm like, oh.
Is that right?
Yes.
When was the last time you saw somebody with an AOL account?
Oh, hey, that's been a while. I did bring up AIM the other day, though, AOL Instant Messenger,
because,
man, that was my jam.
That's a throwback.
There was a time. Yeah, anybody who's got an AOL
pre-text
account.
Pre-text message.
Yeah, yeah. If they've got an AOL email account, they're over 50.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah,
email
you
me on Prodigy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was another one called Genie, which General Electric started.
Oh.
There was Prodigy and Genie. Those were the first
Internet
earliest ones.
Services, yeah.
Yeah, that's back when you got to listen to your modem connect. Hey, that was fun. All right, so here we go. Trending in U.S. America. These are the five searches. Slither.io. Do we know Slither.io?
No.
You
know
that at all?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to check and see what that is.
See if that's a thing.
Well, it looks like it spiked early in April, but I don't know anything other than that.
Okay.
Wow, and it's number five. Anyhow, all right, the rest of them, as far as that's concerned, number four is Pokemon Go, not surprising. Hurricane Matthew, number three. Prince, number two. And Powerball, number one. Those were the searches. As far as news is concerned, your top three were the Olympics, the election, and the Orlando shooting.
Oh.
And I guess Olympics, that probably did skew some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, I bet it did. And it's such, well, then especially with like Ryan Lochte's drama after the Olympics, was big news.
And well, in athletes, Michael Phelps is number one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's number two. Simone Biles is number three. Mm. So they're your Olympians
right
there.
Which that typically, right, wouldn't be the case in other years.
Cam Newton's in at number four, and Usain Bolt, who's another Olympian, so he's in at number five. All right, people that we Googled here in U.S. America. Number one is Donald Trump. Number two, Hillary Clinton. That's probably not surprising again because of the election. Number three, Michael Phelps. Again.
Yeah.
Gosh, I didn't realize he was that popular. Bernie Sanders, number four, and then Stephen Avery. Do we know him?
Stephen Avery. Oh, that's the Making a Murderer guy.
Oh, all right. Okay, sure. Yep. Okay, actors, here we go. Number one, Brad Pitt. Okay, I guess because the divorce.
Yeah,
that.
The divorce.
Yeah, number two, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh.
Yeah, can you help me with that?
Loki from the Avengers movies.
All right.
And he was dating Taylor Swift at one point this year when she broke up with Calvin Harris.
There you go.
That was a big elevated. Yes,
him.
Absolutely.
Right. Number three, Adam Driver. Can you help me there?
Yeah, he plays Kylo Ren in the new Star Wars movies.
Oh, I don't even know who that is. Okay, that's fine. Number four.
And I think he's on Girls, too.
Oh, yeah.
Number four is Jesse Williams. And number five is Tom Holland. Either of those?
Oh, yeah. He's Spider-Man. He's the new Spider-Man.
Jesse Williams he's the actor in, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He's the actor in Grey's Anatomy, but he had a kind of a rant. I don't want to say it was Black Lives Matter related, but it was a pretty powerful speech on race back in the summer during the BET Awards.
All right, so that got that.
Caught a lot of attention.
Knew the speech, just didn't know who the guy was. All right, number one, as far as actresses is concerned, Meghan Markle, of course, because
she's dating Prince Harry.
You know it. Marion Cotillard, is that her name?
Oh, she's in a lot of Christopher Nolan movies. She was in Dark Knight and Inception and all that stuff.
All right, Jodie Sweetin is number three.
Stephanie from Full House.
Yeah, and she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, did she do one of those too?
I think, or something like that. Yeah.
All right, and Daisy Ridley?
Oh, yeah, she's also in the new Star Wars. She's Rey.
All right, and Brie Larson.
Yeah. She's in stuff too.
Yep, she's in stuff too.
She's in the movie The Room or something like that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she had kind of a big year.
Car brand searches: Honda number one, Mercedes Benz, Tesla, Lamborghini, and Volvo. Calorie searches. Yes, let's do calorie searches. Number five is eggplant.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of people want to know how many calories are in eggplant.
I guess so.
How much they're saving, maybe, compared to, I don't know.
Number four, glass of wine. Number three, quinoa. Number two, Coors. And number one, Big Mac.
Oh, well, especially with the Big Mac guy passing away. Maybe that's probably right.
So
just within the last month or so. Right.
And when it comes to how do I move to Canada is number five.
Yes.
How do I make slime is number four.
Interesting.
How do I play Powerball?
No.
What is there to know?
How hard is that? I like how do I make slime? You just need an ice machine, according to
Marvin Zimmer. How to register to vote. And number one, which I guess is probably not surprising, is how to play Pokemon Go.
Hey, we did get a texter. Slither is a game like Snake.
Okay.
Where you eat things and get longer, but you play with other people.
All right.
You eat things and get longer. Do you know what Snake?
Snake was like a cell phone game.
Yeah. Okay.
And you start with like this little, he looks like a worm or a snake moving around your screen. And it's almost like Pac-Man where you have to move him. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you consume things. But as you consume things, you get bigger. So then it becomes harder to maneuver. Because if you hit yourself, like if you hit your tail, then you die.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
So Slither must have just been a new take on the old Snake game. Thank you, texter, for letting me know.
We don't know stuff. It's some listeners who know that to help us out.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
What's the secret to raising well-adjusted kids? As it turns out, it may be as easy as having a meal together. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Over the past couple of decades, more studies than you can count have been done to pinpoint the most crucial factors to raising emotionally strong and well-balanced kids. Almost all of them have arrived at the same conclusion. More than any other activity, including story time and playing with a parent, eating dinner as a family has been identified as the most significant element in fostering healthy child development. According to this mountain of research, the more families eat together, the less likely a child will engage in drug use, suffer from depression, develop an eating disorder, or succumb to a whole host of other destructive behaviors. And the positives increase as well. Researchers note that frequent mealtimes improve school performance, family communication, and a child's overall satisfaction with life. Of course, one of the biggest challenges for today's families is making time to eat together. Younger kids have practice, older teens have jobs after school, and parents keep busy trying to manage it all. And that's why it's important to remember that dinner isn't about the food. It's about the conversations that take place. Don't feel pressure to fix a gourmet meal every night. Keep the food simple. Just focus on making the meal a positive experience where children feel they're listened to, respected, and valued. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy, pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155. 800-896-8155. Optima Tax Relief.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, in a matchup of old Big 12 foes, the Aggies are looking to cap the season on a positive note as they face the Kansas State Wildcats tonight in the Texas Bowl. Coach Kevin Sumlin gave us his take on the game at yesterday's press conference.
It's going to be an interesting game just because special teams will be a big deal in this game. Offensively, we've got to be able to score some points, you know, because Kansas State has been scoring at a pretty good clip here the last, you know, 4 or 5 games of the year. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
The Aggs face the Wildcats at NRG Stadium tonight at 8 p.m. Pregame will be at 7, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, also, Texas A&M's Miles Garrett is expected by many to be the top overall draft pick in 2017. Zach Taylor asked him, if this is indeed his last season, how important is it to go out with a W?
Always want to win. I mean, that's the best part of playing. You know, if you want to have fun, you want to win. So that's me. No matter who we're playing.
Unlike other probable high draft picks who are skipping their bowl games after dealing with the injuries this season, the defensive end will play for the Aggies when they meet Kansas State tonight in the Texas Bowl. Elsewhere in college football, KD Cannon had 14 catches for a Cactus Bowl record 226 yards and 2 touchdowns to help Baylor end a difficult season with a victory. The 7-6 Baylor squad had gone into a downward spiral the last half of the season after opening with 6 straight wins. Quarterback Seth Russell also suffered a season-ending ankle injury. In the Holiday Bowl at San Diego, Shannon Brooks turned a deflected pass into a 13-yard go-ahead touchdown in the third quarter as Minnesota upset Washington State 17-12. The Golden Gophers were looking to regroup after threatening to skip the game if 10 teammates suspended following a sexual assault investigation weren't reinstated. Their boycott lasted less than 36 hours before the players backed down. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills will have a new starting quarterback as well as an interim head coach for their season finale against the New York Jets on Sunday. A person familiar with the decision has confirmed that the Bills intend to start E.J. Manuel in place of Tyrod Taylor. Offensive coordinator Anthony Lynn will serve as interim coach following yesterday's dismissal of Rex Ryan. In the NBA,
Harden to the front court, raises up a quick three on Powell, buried it right in his grill. 34 for James Harden. His fourth three.
James Harden scored 24 of his 34 points by halftime and had 11 assists in just 3 quarters as the Houston Rockets beat the Dallas Mavericks 123-107 to improve to 13-2 this month. Justin Anderson had 22 points for the Rockets, who have a chance to tie the single-month club record of 15 wins set in November 1996. The game featured 8 technical fouls, the ejection of Rockets forward Trevor Ariza, and a pair of flagrant fouls called on the Mavericks. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
We are with Mike Vivaldi from Team Ford of Navasota, and this time of year you see all the television commercials, and you've heard car dealers most of your adult life say this is the time of year to buy.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Why?
You know, you got a current year model vehicles that are about to be not current. you know, we already have a slew of 17s on the lot, and so that means we really got to move the 16s. Really means that it's a consumer's market.
Do you get dinged if you have older cars on the lot, or are they just harder to sell?
You don't necessarily get dinged, but you know they're not actually appreciating assets.
So, okay.
So the faster we can move them, the better. And if a vehicle literally within one day becomes a year old, you know, once the new year's here.
There
so,
you go.
So, yeah, we try to really incentivize them in December and get everything. And we're also trying to reach year-end numbers. You know, we want to have the biggest year so far, and we're on a pace to do that. So you can come help us.
What do you got for the deal today?
2015 Chevrolet Cruze for $10,948.
Thank you, sir, very much. And the website?
TeamInAvasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Well, you know, let's at least, thanks, Kevin, at least Baylor can end on a positive note When was the last time we had good football news from Baylor?
Yeah, or any real good news.
Well, their basketball team is really good. I think their basketball team's still undefeated. They're in the top five or six. But when it comes to that, and I didn't. Did you watch any of that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. The Cactus Bowl. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget tonight we got the game. It'll be right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW as the Aggies take on the Wildcats.
Looking for the latest and greatest in Kawasaki mules, outdoor power equipment, lawnmowers, turf management, trailers, and more? Say hello to WRI Outdoors. WRI Outdoors is proud to be an authorized dealer for Exmark mowers, Steel outdoor power tools, Diamond C trailers, and Kawasaki mules, and our service department can repair anything. WRI Outdoors is proud to be Texan-owned and operated. Call 985-5040 or look them up on the web, WRIOutdoors.com.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Bubba Dixon here. When you're decorating for the holidays this year, make sure you remember to add some holiday cheer to one very important area, your driveway. At Tom Light Chevrolet, we've got a huge selection of nearly 200 shiny new Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs to brighten your spot and to lift your spirits this holiday season. Take all the hassle out of holiday shopping at TomLight.com, where you can search and shop in no time at all. And with the most competitive internet pricing around, you can deck out your driveway with all the bells and whistles and still put some jingle back in your pocket. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why since 1972 all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas from Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. It's, the 28th of December. Yeah. You're not going to get any work done today.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can go in. That's fine.
I know. It's only a 3-day week for us, but
it is.
It's been a struggle.
It has, because you know other people who aren't having to work at all, or you've got friends who are having to really work, and instead, we're in radio. We're.
Work is a relative term.
I shouldn't complain.
That's it. All right, so here we go. It's the most pirated shows on TV for 2016. Most pirated shows. Number 10, The Grand Tour.
Huh? All right.
Anybody know?
Nope.
Okay. Number 9, Suits.
Oh.
You watch that. Is that right?
Yep, that's Meghan Markle.
Okay, there you go. That's right. Number 8 is Lucifer. Number 7 is Vikings. Number 6, Big Bang Theory. Really? Pirated?
It's what do you mean pirating?
Number 5, Arrow. Number 4, The Flash. Number 3, Westworld. Number 2, Walking Dead. Number 1,
Soap Opera with Swords.
It's got to be. There you go. It's that's fine. Hello.
Yeah. When did Baylor change the color of uniforms to gray and tapioca?
was that right? Were they? Well, you know, they're doing anything they can to change their look. So let's say that somebody decided to make a real-life Hunger Games.
Ooh.
And they're pretty much doing it. A Russian entrepreneur has announced his plans to create a real-life Hunger Games based off the books
and
the movie.
Is that not illegal?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure
they're killing people.
It's death.
It's in Russia, okay?
Yeah.
The fictional Hunger Games took place in a post-apocalyptic North America in which two contestants selected from several districts to participate in a competition of outdoor survival. This proposed game will take place in Siberia, not that far off.
Mm-hmm.
A total of 30 male and female contestants will attempt to survive in the minus 40 degree Fahrenheit temperatures for 9 months, according to the Siberian News. Those who want to participate must pay 10 million rubles, which is $165,000, or be voted in by fans.
Wow. Yep.
After you have been trained by Russia's elite former GRU operatives, then you will set off on your own. The game will be called, or the show will be called, Game 2 Winter. And rather than have a crew follow them around, according to this story, The show will set up 2,000 cameras around the area in Siberia and also equip contestants with their own personal cams. The show will be on air 24/7 with no holds barred, according to the entrepreneur who's putting it out there.
Wow.
We will refuse any claim of participants, even if they were to be killed or attacked, he said.
My gosh.
We will have nothing to do with this. This will be spelt out in a document that will be signed by the participant before they start the show.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
It is. It is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, so we'll see. They'll record it, I guess, and then have it out there for us on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. WTAW College Station, Brian, our high temperature today is going to be, 82 degrees. All right. That's fine.